you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of God flow into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 27th, 2023, and it's going to be a bit of a Testimony Tuesday today, and I'm excited to share a friend of a friend, actually a relative of a friend, Rob Seidenberg's sister, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. She was traveling through town, so on very short notice, she's been brought to the studio. If you've read any of our editions the last many months in the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, you'll see the heading Joy in the Kitchen. Well, Joy Kennedy is in the studios, and we're going to talk a little about her articles and the inspiration behind it, but also I want to focus on Joy's testimony, some of her life journey, and her relatively recent marriage to the beloved Larry. So we'll see. He's over in the side here praying up the program and such, but we'll get into that in just a few minutes. But we're still basking in what God did this past Sunday at Calvary Church with Huntley Brown, the singing men of GNN, and the Calvary Academy Choir. It was just such an outstanding work of God, all the people coming together, the fun that was had by all, the musical artistry of Huntley Brown that blessed so many, the great voices of the singing men and the Calvary Academy Choir. Wow, we'll have to do that again. It was so much fun, and just still loving what God did that day, and may continue to make those inroads, unifying, bringing us all together, lifting high the name of Jesus. Well, Rob, by way of introduction, because this was all put together so quickly, what would you want to say about your sister? Because a friend of Rob or a family member of Rob is a friend or a family of mine, but tell me about your sister, Joy.
She's a wonderful writer and a wonderful cook, and those two skills come together nicely for our newspaper, the Prime Lifetimes.
And you obviously grew up together for many years. Who left the coop first?
I left by many years.
Mm-hmm. Younger sister.
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger. Looks younger, too. She's showing me 5 on her left hand. I think that means she's 5 years younger. Is that right?
That's not quite a bit. That's just a little bit. Okay. But she looks so much younger.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
True.
Right. Yes.
And so you grew up together on the farm, and many of our listeners are familiar with Rob Seidenberg. He writes so many different articles and content for our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, but he refers to many of the stories from his parents or on the farm or grandparents. And so you'll have to do one on Joy. Obviously, her article titled Joy in the Kitchen, or her series, talks about some of the recipes created over the years. But Joy, you've been serving the Prime Lifetimes. I guess Rob recruited you to be a part of things. What's your interest in food and writing these various recipes each and every month?
Well, years ago, I did have a column called Joy in the Kitchen. So the title was pretty easy. But my late husband died 4.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never going to get married again, so I was done cooking.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of meals you can make with cornflakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then when Larry and I connected, I knew I was going to have to start cooking again.
Hmm.
So that was kind of a shock, although he does breakfast and I do supper.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of fun in the kitchen. Let me back up. I love to watch YouTube pieces, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, make this in 15 minutes, but I have the kind of kitchen that would work well with that. So I'm always teasing Larry that we can do that someday.
Well, I know a lot of people have commented, Marianne loves reading each and every month. And you don't just give a recipe. What's nice about your column, the content, you usually try to tell a story or give an illustration or an example. They're kind of fun to read. And then you have, like, this month's edition of the Prime Lifetimes, the September edition, you have chicken seasoning mix. So why did you have seasoning mix instead of, say, a chicken casserole or a dessert?
You know, I have tended to write things about building things. So the first one kind of started. I was a little bit panicked about having a deadline again. And one day, Larry was outside. I think you were pulling snow off the roof. And it does snow where we are in Arizona. And I had been putting our spice collections together, herbs and spices. And he said, ooh, you smell good. And then he...
Husbandry 101, Larry. Very good. That's a good comment from a husband.
And then he sniffed a little deeper and said, you smell like soup. So it's like, I have my...
idea for the month.
I have my first column. So my first column was building, how to build a soup. Because when we get older, we're not necessarily going to the grocery store for this, this, this. We're looking in the pantry or the freezer and saying, what will go together here? What can I use up?
And I like the idea, like a simple soup or a soup. I won't call it a simple soup, but you can store it in different containers so you could freeze some, or you could, like what Holly does all the time, when she makes something, she'll make a lot of it and then take it to neighbors or friends or drop it off. And so those of you that are maybe single or maybe thinking, oh, it's not worth the effort of just feeding myself and going through shopping and getting everything, broaden your concept of serving others, helping others, a neighbor. Stop by somebody's house and say, hey, I had extra casserole, extra soup. I wanted to share it with you. And that's a way, biblically even, where that hospitality, that extending love and care really leaves an impression on people.
We had people come into the house to remodel when I first moved into Larry's house. And we're about 30 minutes from town, so I knew they weren't going to be running back to town. And maybe they had brought lunch, but it was always... I've got some soup on. Come on in when you have a chance. So I don't remember how many people we fed soup to, but it is a very shareable thing. That didn't really answer your question about a chicken seasoning mix, but I'm probably going to do more components as opposed to best of recipes.
Well, this month's edition, it's on page A13, Joy in the Kitchen by Joy Kennedy. She joins us today on this edition of Mark and Friends. And I mentioned it's going to be a bit of a testimony Tuesday today, because I always like having people share their faith journey, life story, because there's a variety of listeners, from the senior saint that's just being blessed by tuning into Christian radio, to the seeker, somebody maybe unfamiliar with the fact that you can have a relationship with God and you can know Him in a personal way. And so we opened up today's program with verses out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, specifically verses 3 through 5. I'll read them again. God has used these verses in your life in a number of ways. It states, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows." Why are these verses special to you?
Well, two things, and then I'm going to read something from World Magazine, a book review. 40 years ago, my late husband and I adopted a little girl who was almost 3 at the time, and she was very, very damaged. If you can imagine your own children, all that you put into them until they were 3. So she was unattached, which we didn't find out for years. And then later, 6 years later, we were able to adopt a baby boy. My husband wanted to fill in between, you know, maybe get somebody 3 years old. And I finally figured out that whatever had happened to her happened before she came to us. Because people said, whatever is wrong with her, you did. So I had to use this verse. And then actually when Randy died 4.5 years ago, I was just numb. I was numb, and that's what that's what happens to us. We are numb, and that's actually a protection mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. a while. I don't know if you're familiar with World Magazine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is from Gary Miller's book, which is called 2 Corinthians for You. Mm-hmm. And this is from a book review that I read in World, and it's a couple years old. Paul teaches in this verse, these verses, that we face pain and receive God's comfort so we can comfort others. Mm-hmm. Comfort isn't a dulling of pain or a peaceful, easy feeling. It's a fortifying of the soul to trust God and look forward to an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
I'm going to have you stop here just to have us take that in. If you could reread that sentence about the comfort, because there's somebody right now that's tuned in that's struggling, that can't believe a loving God will allow a circumstance to happen, or somebody that's going through a crisis right now and they need peace of mind. And I think your story will bear that out. But begin again with that word about comfort.
Okay, let me do that in a second. Lots of times when we write cards, sympathy cards, we'll say, I'm praying for God's comfort for you. Mm-hmm. But this explains what it is. Mm-hmm. Comfort isn't a dulling of pain or a peaceful, easy feeling. It's a fortifying of the soul to trust God and look forward to an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Mm-hmm. This author reminds us that one of our chief aims is to love people enough to spend ourselves to engender joy in those we serve. Mm. So it's not the me culture. It's exactly the opposite.
And oftentimes, when we do love deeply, that opens up the fact that we're going to hurt deeply when there's loss. And if there isn't some ultimate great pain, then maybe you have to examine how much in love were you or with the situation or the person.
Exactly, because grief, I think of grief as what we pay for having loved.
Right. And this verse goes on to say, which is a beautiful part of this verse, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received. So obviously you went through a tragedy, any loss of a loved one that you were married to for so many years. Have you seen God use, as you've healed through that, where you've been a comfort to others? And then obviously he's brought about Larry into your life, which, like you mentioned, you weren't going to have to cook again. You know, you didn't need to have joy in the kitchen because, you know, being single and not wanting to get married. And so I want to know a little of that healing process and then how God raised up Larry.
Well, let me address what we did in our wedding ceremony. I had looked up some things on the internet because Larry was married to his Jan for 54 years, and I was married to Randy for 48 and a half. So I wrote vows, vowing to comfort each other. The vows that we said were, I know I'm not replacing Jan in your life, but I vow to comfort you as you grieve, because grief isn't something that we ever get over.
Right.
We just have to make that space and kind of work around it in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend, a mutual friend, actually we were, Larry, how far did we live apart? 2 days.
2 days drive.
2 days drive. So a mutual friend who had been librarian in my town of Holyoke, Colorado, lived down by Larry and was married to his best friend from high school. So he and his wife had retired down there. And just after Jan died, she started saying things like, our widower friend is coming to eat pizza and play cribbage. And if you were here, I'd be tempted to fix you up. And I looked at the map and I thought, oh, I'm so flattered, but that's never going to happen.
Yeah, because he's like in Arizona and you're
right,
Colorado or wherever.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she didn't quit.
Yeah.
Month after month, oh, our widower friend is coming. And then finally, she sent me an email from Larry that said, basically, okay, okay, I'll take her to dinner. When I'm coming back from Omaha, I'll stop in Holyoke on the way to... But God just opened my heart. I mean, I was pretty sure I was never going to get married, but...
Yeah. My wife was very similar. She talks about she was in the igloo. She didn't want to come out. She called it the igloo, and she was kind of like cold to relationships, and God kind of softened that, and it's kind of a miracle story, how we met up and how God just timed it and was just softening her heart. And I had gone through 2 years without dating and so forth. And he just brought about a very complimentary, wonderful relationship. And it seems like when you look over at Larry, he's across the room sitting and praying up the program, but you got a great appearance to you. And there's obviously love there. And I like how you qualify it too. Nobody's replacing anyone. There's still those valid, wonderful memories, and yet God's brought you to a new place where you're working to comfort each other. And a lot of this life isn't about our pleasures or just having a great life. It's about conforming to the image of Christ, and it's about being holy, not necessarily being happy. Though there looks to be some happiness in your marriage, I think sometimes people expect to have just this happy, wonderful life, and Jesus kind of modeled to us there is suffering and there is heartache, but we can sometimes use those to help and comfort others. But we appreciate you being so involved with the monthly edition of the Prime Lifetimes publication. And Joy in the Kitchen is this month's content that's been delivered by Joy Kennedy. She's a part of today's program. And Rob, what else would you want to say? You know, you were the one that encouraged Joy to start submitting these different articles and being engaged with our publication.
Well, first, Joy was an editor long before I was, a copy editor. And I was writing a book, and she encouraged me and was kind enough to look it over and make a lot of really good suggestions. Second, I would do a spoiler here and say you better read her October column because you've got a real treat there. It's quite special in several ways, and this is the first time in one of her columns in our little paper that she does what she's going to do in that column. I don't think you should miss the October.
Little sneak preview.
It's poetry.
Joy, I should also point out that you're a recent recipient, second place from the NAPA Awards. It's a national award reviewed by a group of journalists, I think out of Missouri. Where are they from?
University of Missouri.
So they're very credible. And we got five more awards, but we received second place for Joy in the Kitchen column. And their statement was, any senior can connect with the enthusiasm coupled with the trepidation of Joy Kennedy's Joy in the Kitchen column. Her openness about menu challenges and her willingness to acknowledge failures should encourage anyone to venture boldly into new recipes. Wow. So thank you for receiving that award, and that allows our publication. I think now we're going to have to put recipients of 29 awards. That'll be in the future editions, but that's kind of neat.
And may I add what Larry said when he heard? How many entries were there?
How many entries were there? Actually, I think close to 150, 200 different publications that sent in multiple columns and submissions. And sometimes they didn't even award any awards because they have to meet certain criteria. And they're a tough panel of judges. So,
well, he was going for perhaps there were two entries in
Well, we're going to give him some demerits out of his Husbandry 101 accreditation. So, but he has got a good sense of humor. But yes. We received two first places, two second places, and a third place. So the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication is receiving national notice. If you're unfamiliar with our publication, we say it's informative, it's engaging, it's positive, it's for the active lifestyle. We used to say it's for like the 50-plus lifestyle, but we started finding a lot of 30- and 40-year-olds were reading it to understand maybe some of the things their parents or grandparents are going through, or to identify with some of the stories that we had or some of the complexities as aging, you know, what goes on. So they wanted to be more informed, but then they started enjoying it. And Rob, you and Marianne started adding restaurant reviews and other interesting articles that people really were enjoying, along with our comics and some of our other word puzzles and games.
Mark, speaking about the age of our readers, I have some really good friends in Indiana. They have four kids, and when our paper comes out, they devote an evening to the parents read the stories out to the kids. And so I'm really kind of honored because I say, let's read Rob's first, you know. So that's really good.
And may I add for the record on Rob's stories, same farm, different perspective.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So when you read his story, you think, well, I kind of remember it this way, or this was my takeaway.
Like, I wasn't doing the Molotov cocktails.
She doesn't think she was anywhere near there. She wants to exculpate herself from the entire escapade. So,
well, Rob, you may remember there was that teacher in the Macomb area that asked permission, I think, to read the story to the classroom or to have additions to hand out to all the students.
Sure. So, which I freely gave, of course.
Yeah. So we appreciate how God has used this publication. It fits really well with our ministry goals to educate, edify, and evangelize in all we do. I wouldn't say it's a Christian publication, though it has many God-honoring stories, and some of them reference God, of course, but it's great content, it's encouraging content, informative content, it's positive content, and we believe it's God-honoring content, but there's a lot of different stories, and if you haven't picked up a publication of the Prime Lifetimes, let me encourage you to find a location where it's available in your area. You can go to primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and it'll tell you by city where they're located. In fact, we handed out many, many editions this past Sunday at the Huntley Brown concert. We had a few bundles, and so we handed those out to people. So hopefully you're reading it, you're enjoying it, you're passing it on to a friend, and maybe someday you can volunteer and help deliver it to your community or your area. We're still looking for volunteers around Decatur and certainly in Bloomington. I'd love to get them up into the Macomb area, Whitehall, Beardstown, outdoors, Carlinville, wherever you live. If you don't have a Prime Lifetimes publication near you in the grocery store or the restaurant, call in and we'll maybe coordinate being able to meet up and get you copies. But Joy, we appreciate you submitting your great content each and every month. And Rob's already given a sneak preview for the October edition, but we'll be praying you up, and we're glad to see Larry across the room. You've been married about a year and a half, and how God brought that together, giving hope to all of us that God is in the business of refining us, of equipping us for the day, of using our life experiences to bring healing and hope to others. And may you look at yourself as his ambassador, the disciple of Jesus that's equipped to press kingdom influence, power, and authority to wherever you go, as you go. Not just when you get to the destination. It might be at the gas station. It might be in line at the grocery store. It might be on the pickleball court or whatever activity you're involved in. You can be his witness, his ambassador. And we want people to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior of the world. And so I'm glad, Joy, that you know him, your husband Larry knows him, that Rob knows him, that we all serve him, and may we celebrate the goodness that he loves us, that he so loved us that he gave his one and only son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Rob Seidenberg, and Joy Kennedy with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.